Mr. Steady. God is as steady as an eternal rock, caring, providing, and faithful, like a priest, like Jesus Christ. He created many men in that image. We will call him Mr. Steady. In the middle, not given to extremes, Mr. Steady Man does not make snap decisions or spend his last dime on a new idea, and he doesn't try to tell other people what to do. He avoids controversy. He doesn't invent the light bulb like Mr. Visionary, but he will be the one to build the factory and manage the assembly line that produces the light bulb in the airplane. He does not jump to the front of the plane and take a razor knife away from a terrorist unless he is encouraged to do so by Mr. Command. He would never lead a revolution against the government or the church. He will quietly ignore hypocrisy in others. He will selflessly fight the wars that Mr. Visionary starts and Mr. Command leads. He builds the oil tankers, farms the soil, and quietly raises his family. As a general rule, he will be faithful to the day he dies in the same bed he has slept in for the last 40 or 50 years. Older women who are divorced and have learned by their mistakes know the value of peace and safety, and they will long for a nice, steady man of this stature. But such a man is rarely available unless his foolish wife has left him. This man is content with the wife of his youth. Joys and tribulations. Being married to a steady man has its rewards and its trials. On the good side, he never puts undue pressure on you to perform miracles. He doesn't expect you to be his servant. You do not spend your days putting out emotional fires because he doesn't create tension in the family. You rarely feel hurried, pushed, pressured, or forced. The women married to visionary men look at you and wonder that your husband seems so balanced and stable. The wife of Command Man marvels at the free time you seem to have. If your dad happened to be a steady man, then chances are you will appreciate your husband's down-to-earth, practical life for the wonderful treasure it is. When you are married to a man who is steady and cautious, and you have a bit of the impatient romantic in you, you may not see his worth and readily honor him. You may be discontent because he is slow and cautious to take authority or make quick decisions. A bossy woman sees her husband's lack of hasty judgment and calls her steady husband wishy-washy. His steadiness makes him the last to change, so he seems to be a follower, because he is seldom out front forming up the troops. There is no exciting rush in him, just a slow, steady climb, with no bells or whistles. You wish he would just make up his mind, and that he would take a stand in church. He seems to just let people use him. There are times you wish he would boldly tell you what to do, so you would not have to carry all the burden of decision-making. Some women equate their husband's wise caution and lack of open passion as being unspiritual. Lack of open boldness may look like indifference to spiritual things. However, he is like deep, deep water. The very depth makes the movement almost imperceptible, but it is, nevertheless, very strong. He will be confused with your unhappiness and try to serve you more, which may further diminish your respect for his masculinity. Disappointment and unthankfulness can make you wearier than any amount of duties. The trials he seems to cause you are really your discontented responses to what you consider to be his shortcomings. If you didn't attempt to change him into something other than what God created him to be, he would not cause you any grief. His very steadiness keeps him on his middle-of-the-road course, and it will drive a controlling woman crazy. This is why many disgruntled ladies married to Mr. Steadies fall victim to hormonal imbalance, physical illness, or emotional problems. When a woman is married to a bossy, dominant man, people marvel that she is willing to serve him without complaint, so she comes out looking like a wonderful woman of great patience and sacrifice. A woman married to the impulsive, visionary man who puts the family through hardships will stir amazement in everyone. How can she tolerate his weird ideas with such peace and joy? She comes out being a real saint, maybe even a martyr. But if you are married to a wonderful, kind, loving, serving man, and you are just a little bit selfish, then you are likely to end up looking like an unthankful shrew. He helps you, adores you, protects you, and is careful to provide for you, and you are still not satisfied. Shame on you.